tedden on an ag all this mare. To tell a people whose modern mythology includes the rejection of sugar in bitter tea, to collectively make a stand against slavery by undermining the viability of the plantations which impose their misery upon exploited generations, that their democracy, the application of their simple mark upon the ballot for the right to speak their mind, to be represented by their peers in the assembly of their nation and on higher benches of state, that the power of their vote is to be sold for a song, and their course marked henceforth upon some other's chart by one, a single one, not one of their own, but a token servant of a party whose interest lies in itself, and not in the content and peace of the owners of their vote. To do this all amounts to a crude deception, the reduction of a fine principle to the cesspit of commerce. Shame on you who propose such a trick. Commerce and greed have closed our chapels, our homes stand void in vacant villages, our children write from far away and bring their children to look at we as strangers when they come on holiday and light that inner fire which burns to say, oh, it's here we'll come back to retire and die, to remember sadly our dreams and ambitions when we thought love could make us fly. Our boats lie dry and full of flowers, without commissions or license, unable to float, let alone follow the hewer's cry. And fields without hedges fail to quilt the rolling pastures of our eye, and silence, a cruel and faithless state, creeps in shafts, echoes on stopes, and dribbles shoots of crystallized hopes from adit lips to rot the hemp and twist of mooring ropes. Only apprenticeships lie anchored on slips in harbours of our heart, and only priests of benefits and tenancies impart a hint of heaven, a subjugation of belonging to be, to the pristine reception and private view, the abstract vision of finest art, its term and condition, its proof or provenance, occupying space, filling walls in the miller's lair, the miner's beam and piston house, the Maui and grocer's whitewashed shop. We have smiled and bid good afternoon to every voice that jars the air, every one. And now you wish to capture our vote, that for which all those names listed there beside the lich, all those names fallen in the ditch and wire of dynasties and ceasefire choir and Christmas football, their vote written in this square with the blood of unknown uncles, cousins and fathers, all those names in the winter sun, leaded and alphabetically at attention there. You would pour a sterling note of devalued cash over this divine and direct mark, over this proud and modest plaque. You would inflict upon us, who serve our time in parish hall and committee room, in trust and board, in stewardship and labour, the fate of an orange splash flooded with water to form a squash so pale it drives the children whose fare it must be towards the rim and drain of harder ale. But no amount of inclement rain upon the soil and green glass of graves can dilute the blood which drenched the soil of fields from Bosworth to Passchendaele, and cannot break the mortar bonds of speech and vote that upholds this freedom's stoutly transparent wall and echoes to an enfranchised widow's wail. For this imposition of hierarch, to stand above the circle of our civic park, to milk the udder of democracy of all representation and motherly nurture, all for the sake of abstract powers and minutiae, old men died young, trapped in laid-out bones, to surrender breath and poetry, the taste of ale and love beyond the common scale, the snap of Pyrrhon's banner in March's march, the cry, Uzkrez, Krez, Uzkrez, Krez, across the Cornish field, from circles of spirits trapped in dance, to keys o'erlaid to feed the fortune of happenstance, the cry of bards to Arthur's crow, a glance of black and red across a cormorant sky. And knee-deep in gorse and heather, pastry flakes and poems of long ago at work in flowing beards, rising out of moors and shafts and corrugated furrows, slipping sweetly between many posts of gates and knees in parted hedges, allowing eyes to know horizons and in sunlight's bower watching love aglow in cowslip edges. The cry of Gorseth, pear and sain, of Jenner and blight, of Quiller to Cooch, of Curlew to the tide returned again, of Arthur from the night of Lioness. Oh, beware the ripples upon Dosemary's pool, the upward thrust of ancient fist, the sabre's twist and sunlight blinding the poacher as she sets her democratic snare, as we, the few, reach out to grasp her wrist. For this is no way to repair the wounds of belonging denied, of history concealed, of principle died for and fought for, field after field, heart after heart. If you would destroy the desire of a lung to breathe for the sake of a few coins, for the coy deception of a union already broke, then shame upon you. Shame upon the dragon in its sooty lair. Shame upon polity for the tyranny of equality given, then held aloft until hind legs and snout portray the essence of civil servility. And freedom lies in the strangulation of a nation sold, prevented from speaking for lack of air. It's not Onan Hag All at all, this mare. It's a trick of light, that cold light a dutiful daughter tastes on farewell lips pressed to kiss a father's brow beyond her care, that place at which only dead eyes stare.